Coming live from the one-way mirror-topped observation room underneath the beautiful Pierce College pool, pull up your trunks and dive into the shallow end. This is the Pierce College Daily News Hour. Black holes, blinding lights, and bottomless mimosas this week here at PCDNH. This is actually in line with the alliterative law that the English Club passed last semester, which states that everything that happens must make for an alliterative tagline. So thanks again for that, English Club. St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner. This isn't surprising, though, as we've seen a sharp increase in leprechaun sightings around campus. Everybody's been calling in about that, so it's safe to say that it's got beautiful Pierce College's beautiful student body quite excited. Unfortunately, however, we are learning that leprechauns seem to be among the Pierce Brahma's favorite foods, so if you see any little green hats laying around, listeners, be sure to drop them off at the bull statue. There will be a bin for leprechaun hat pickup, and don't forget to check the lost and found, too. In other news, the library's Grandma Corner event. Be sure to stop by the library tomorrow for cookies and guilt, as the library is hosting its biannual Grandma Corner. As always, the administration has handpicked only the finest grandmothers through a rigorous, some have said inhumane, screening process, including, but not limited to, a bake-off, an obstacle course, and a martial arts kumite. Have you ever seen that Jean-Claude Van Damme kumite movie?
I can't say I have, no.
Not the one where he's like, yeah, and then he like breaks the bricks?
Oh, I've seen gifs of it online and stuff, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, except less good.
Okay.
And
less topless sexy men.
Yeah, more injury.
Okay.
Anyway, the ones that survived were left in the forest for a month without provisions and were instructed to find their way home. Upon getting home, they were awarded a certificate of grandma authenticity and were considered qualified to participate in the Grandma Corner. You can see all your favorite stars there, including Phyllis, Myrtle, Alice. She's my favorite.
I like Phyllis the most, personally. Only because she's my grandma.
You're a Phyllis guy? Oh, well, she's your grandma.
She's my grandma. I have to love her. But to be honest, Myrtle gets me every time.
Honestly, it's the Phyllis Club, like that whole group of people that go specifically for Phyllis have gotten on my nerves every single year because they crowd the H.P. Lovecraft section.
Yeah. Well, the thing with the Phyllis fans and the way they spell fan with the P-H is it's cute. I get it. But the thing with Phyllis fans is they're so dedicated, it gets obsessive in a way, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense.
Phyllis only makes the hard cookies and I'm more for soft. I'm a soft man.
That's why Myrtle's the best. Hers are like rough on the outside, but in the middle, they're nice and hot and really soft, just like she is.
You can't pick and choose. If you're going Phyllis, you got to go Phyllis all the way.
No. If I'm going to pick one, it's Myrtle. Every time. All the time.
So you're a Myrtler.
Myrtler.
Interesting. I didn't peg you for that. Anyway, there will be snacks and it's free to attend, so swing on through, Brahmas. Speaking of Brahmas, there have been a few sightings of the Pierce Brahma. Professor Ben Bindrum has reported seeing the Brahma on the roof of the South Gym hissing at passersby. He's quoted as saying, oh my goodness, what is that thing? Run, did it see me? Oh my goodness. Classic, that's classic Ben, isn't it?
Oh God, my favorite professor, I must say so.
The Pierce Brahma was also spotted near the Doomsday Sundial when Glenn Stevens, first year film major, made an attempt to steal a bike that was chained up. The Brahma reportedly chased after him at speeds greater than meat-based organisms can be imagined reaching. We reached out to Stevens for comment.
I'm here with local student Glenn Stevens, who recently had his first sighting of the...
Actually, it's Glenn Stevens.
Sorry, Glenn. Who recently had his first sighting of the Brahma here at Pierce College. Glenn, please explain your experience.
Okay, so I was, you know where the Doomsday Sundial is at the end of the that walkway, the mall?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so... I was there and I was stealing a bike, and I was beginning to bike away with it, but then I turn around and I see, well, you know, the Pierce Brahma, and he's chasing after me. And at first I was upset because I went through a lot of work to steal that bike, but you know, after fully grasping the horror that is a Pierce Brahma, and the terror that it embodies, I reevaluated my priorities immediately, and honestly, I'm just glad that I got away with my life. Of course, after glancing at his face, I no longer have the ability to smell. But that's just the price you pay for, you know, dancing with the devil.
And Glenn, how would you describe the physical appearance of the Brahma?
Oh, gee, well, you know, it's the Brahma, and okay, actually, it's right behind you, so if there's, like, a reflective surface that you can look at it in, like that shiny metal object.
I heard you can only see its reflection.
Yeah, it's like, some people have called it a reverse vampire. Thankfully, it was raining yesterday, so I got to see its full body in the puddles as it splashed through.
Well, here, right now, it's bright and sunny, but I want to thank you for your time, Glenn.
Oh, of course.
And that was the interview. I must say one thing, though, Glenn. Please shower. I know you can't smell, but we can.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
How did he smell, by the way?
Well, he didn't smell because he can't smell.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Movie of the week, actually. This is a new segment.
Yep.
Movie of the week.
Really excited for this one, guys.
Andy has a special treat for you Star Wars fans.
So, guys, I got to go see Han Solo, a Star Wars movie by Disney, by Marvel. And I must say, this movie is everything that a Star Wars fan really wants. You know, it had lots of nostalgia. You know, you see Han Solo, you see Chewbacca, you know, you find out who shot first, why they shot first.
Did it have Greedo?
Greedo? No. I don't know. I didn't actually see it. But it's a 10 out of 10. Great movie. Star Wars.
You were supposed to see it.
It's not out yet.
Well, that's a...
But
pick
I can
a different movie.
I can tell you this, though. Great movie. Disney can do no wrong. It's Star Wars.
You can't say it's... You haven't seen the movie. You can't judge it.
Well, no one's seen it.
Okay, there were so many people I could have picked for a co-host. There were so many different friends I could have brought on for this. And I choose you, and I bring you beg me. You say, Daniel, can I come on to the show? And I say, yes, Andy.
It wasn't begging.
And then you come on, and you do a movie review about a movie that you haven't seen.
No one's seen it, though.
Well, pick a different movie. I work at a theater. There are so many movies that are playing in the theater.
Have you seen Annihilation?
No, I haven't. But I'm also not the one who's doing the movie of the week.
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay, whatever. Just do you have a review for Annihilation?
I do. It was really good.
Is that all that you have for it?
If you want a really smart, compelling sci-fi movie, you know, watch this movie. If you want something new, original, very Lovecraftian, watch this movie.
Oh, shut up.
It's good. 8 out of 10.
Ugh. This is what happens when you try to improvise.
What's next?
Okay, so next we have questions from the listeners, as we call it, community collage. And we've been getting questions individually from, you know, sources around the web. I will start with a question that I got anonymously. They asked, Daniel, what's the trick to a perfect souffle?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't ask it, but yeah. I'm happy that you like it.
Thanks.
The trick to a perfect souffle, I'm glad that you asked this because I bake, and souffles are something that they're really well known for being difficult. So as long as I can, you know, provide help for this, maybe you guys can enjoy baking souffles yourselves. The trick to a good souffle, one that turns out right, is, I mean, of course, using the best ingredients that you have access to, but also don't open the oven and check. I know it's going to be tempting to, you know, take a peek, make sure that everything's rising, but then you're going to mess up the air pressure, and any, like, slight jiggle can cause all the bubbles to pop, and then it falls flat. And then you've just ruined the entire thing. So just trust. I mean, realistically, you just leave it alone. What's the worst that can happen? Comes out unpredictable, bad, you know.
Yeah.
Which sucks, but, you know, it's better than nothing.
Yeah. I got my first question from one of our listeners named Patrick. And he says, hey, Andy, what's the best way to get rid of a body? Can't say I know the answer to that one, but I'd say carefully. Try a dumpster, you know, somewhere out of town, somewhere far away. Break the body into multiple different pieces, probably spread it apart. But that's just my guess. Daniel, what's your next question?
Well, that was weird.
Yeah.
Okay. My next question comes to me from Zano in Canoga. He asks, how do you make a cake stay moist? Oh, that's a good one. What I do, because I'm on YouTube a lot, and that's where I find a lot of my... baking inspiration is through these bakers on YouTube. And what they always do is they'll cut the cake in half horizontally. So you have like two smaller like round cakes. And then what they do is they take a solution of simple syrup and they spritz the inside of the cake with it to keep it moist, you know. Because if you were to spray the outside, that's like kind of like the sugars have caramelized, which gives it the nice, you know, which gives bread its crust.
Yeah.
But that means that the spray can't really permeate into the cake. So by cutting it open, you get like right in the middle there. Then you can, you know, coat it in whatever frosting you want. You know, you can add a filling. I prefer whipped cream and strawberries just to give like a little bit of tartness to, you know, offset the sweetness of the simple syrup. But, you know, it's all whatever makes you feel good inside.
I like that. That's a good answer.
Thank you.
Yeah. My next question comes from a listener named Savannah, who says, "Hey Andy, do people smell different when they sleep?" Daniel, what's your next question?
No. What? Andy, are you smelling people?
No. Not just people. What's your next question?
Okay. Our next question is from Kirby in Lake Balboa. And Kirby asks, "What is your perfect day?" I suppose because I'm a bit of a homebody myself. I'm not one to go out and, you know, party. But I think my perfect day would have all my friends over and, you know, probably, you know, watch a movie at my house. Maybe, you know, drink a little bit because I am 22. And then we probably go out to the Tam O'Shanter, which is this restaurant in Los Feliz that has the best prime rib I have had in my entire life. And I've had, you know, my share of prime rib. It's so, I actually took my girlfriend there for her birthday a couple of weeks ago. But it's the rib is so tender that you can cut it with a spoon.
Hmm.
And they've got like two different kinds of horseradish, whipped and regular. And it really, it's worth the price tag.
Nice. We should go there sometime.
Yeah, no, I'd love that.
All right, cool. My next question is, would can I say this on the air?
Let me see.
Can I say this on air? Can I say that or no?
Yeah, that's all the time we have for Community Collage today.
Yeah, thank you guys for all these great questions.
Yeah, that's for all those great five questions.
Really engaging
conversation. Only five
questions
we got.
Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah. I can't shake that.
The question?
Yeah.
Yeah, people are disgusting. I mean, I can answer it, but I don't think I'm allowed to legally.
Yeah, it's better to just avoid that
That's fair, yeah.
Yeah. A professor is garnering... Oh! Yeah, I've been excited to tell this one. It's time for sports! Stop. Andy, stop. A professor is garnering nationwide attention for quarterbacking the football team to a miracle victory. Professor Susana Rodriguez was doused with Gatorade after a comeback victory for the ages last Thursday. It all started when first-string quarterback Morgan Taylor went down on a 5-yard sack about a minute into the game. The second-string quarterback was out with a nasty case of the polio, so they were at a loss for leadership when Taylor went down. Thankfully, Professor Rodriguez appeared in a bolt of lightning and showcased her immense, frightening speed and strength by bulldozing through not only the other team, but the bleachers, commentators, and cars in the parking lot. An onlooker from the International Space Station said, "At first I thought it was some kind of horrible natural disaster, but after closer inspection it turns out I was right." Professor Morgan has since disappeared, but not before uttering her final words, "Thanks for the Gatorade. Goodbye." Her classes have not been canceled for the semester, though. I repeat, they have not been canceled for the semester, so be sure to show up on time and ready to learn. Learn from the radioactive ghost of Professor Rodriguez that has been since appearing and disappearing at the front of the classroom. Go Brahmas! Yeah. In culinary news, the cafeteria is expanding their menu to cater to the dietary needs of the undead. Brains, tendons, bones, musculature. These are all some of the new gourmet installments in the beautiful Pierce College cafeteria, thanks to renowned celebrity chef Jamie Oliver. The undead population of Pierce is rejoicing unintelligibly at these new features. Andy, what do you think you're going to get from the menu?
Probably the kidney. Kidney's really nice, really tender.
It's not kidney season, though.
It's not?
No. Well, kidney season's more in the fall.
I'm kind of a fall kind of guy all the time, you know. But kidney and brains go really weird together this time of year.
Yeah, you do you, man.
Yeah.
The Great Hall is undergoing reparations after suffering significant structural damage last week when the physics department created a small black hole during a demonstration of their new pocket particle accelerator. That's a doozy. The black hole was put out by the local fire department, but not before sucking the hors d'oeuvres into the void. It's a really sad story, Andy. They didn't skimp on the hors d'oeuvres. They had those pizza rolls and that cool vegetable plate with the ranch in the middle.
Wait, the Totino's pizza rolls?
Well, I'm not sure it was Totino's brand, but it was definitely the same kind of pizza rolls.
Oh, no.
I know.
Okay.
That's like $5.
Yeah, that's it.
It's all Jeez. Sucked into the black hole. But fun fact about ranch dressing, by the way. When it was first created, it was just straight mayonnaise.
Just mayonnaise?
Yeah. But there was like a branding issue. Is mayonnaise needed like to be revamped up. So they were like, hey, we eat mayonnaise in the South on our ranches. And they were like, boom, ranch dressing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to that.
That's a great fact, Daniel. Thanks for telling me that fact.
That's a great fact, Daniel. Thanks for telling me that fact.
Yeah, but maybe say it convincing next time. You know what? Just don't say anything. We have news to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
Visit the Quad this Monday between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. to listen to a stunning rendition of Vivaldi's Four Seasons performed by the entirety of Pierce's wildlife, screeching and bleating in unison. In other news, the perpetual blinding light forever emanating from Business 3200 lit up yesterday for precisely 23 seconds. Curious passersby who took the opportunity to peek inside were incinerated immediately when the light returned, more blinding and perpetual than before. Oh, this one. Last week was Club Rush. The main walkway was flooded with footsteps as hundreds of students gathered to participate. Everybody lined up at the north end of the walkway where each individual was handed a large wooden club. And at high noon, the ceremonial Club Rush gong was sounded. And the students were off, charging across campus with grins plastered across their faces as they sought out our rival school's mascot, Colin the Cowboy, with the explicit order to club him to death on sight. As we all know, the student who brings Colin's severed head to the dean gets 10 whole extra credit points toward the class of their choosing.
Wow, that's a lot.
I could really use those 10 extra credit points, I'll tell you. Because I'm failing all my classes because I can't read or speak English.
That's why you do your radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully you guys are understanding what I'm picking up what I'm putting down there.
What's next?
Okay, yeah, sorry. Do we have to do this one?
What is it? Oh, yeah, we're doing that one. Mm-hmm. You said I can have one skit.
I mean, we're running out of time.
No, we're not. You said I can have my own bit. Whatever it is, I can do it. We're doing it.
Okay. Well, I'm so excited. Without further ado, this is Andy's joke of the day, everybody.
Can you try it with more enthusiasm?
More enthusiasm?
Yeah, it's like...
Okay, hey everybody, let's gather around the radio and try to tolerate Andy for like two more minutes while we listen to Andy's joke of the day. Take it away, pal.
Really? You want me to do it now? After that?
Well, yeah, you told me to do it with enthusiasm.
But you know,
are you trying to coach me?
More enthusiasm, that less sarcasm. You know, balance it out.
That wasn't
know?
Sarcastic at all. But hey, guys, why don't you listen to Andy's joke of the day? It's a great joke, and I haven't heard it, but I can tell you that it's great sincerely without being sarcastic at all. Because that's what Andy wants me to do, I guess.
Really? We're doing this? We're doing this now? Thanks. You're a real friend. Andy's joke. I don't even want to do this anymore. I just don't want to.
I'm sorry, Andy.
No, you said I had my own bit, and like all I wanted you to do was just give me the freedom to do it. I thought a simple joke is good enough. You know? That's all I wanted.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize to me. Apologize to the viewers.
I'm sorry, viewers of the radio. I should have just let Andy do his joke, and because of that, I have robbed you of a funny, fun experience.
You really have. Is it all for today?
Yeah, on that note, that's about all for today. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, right.
giving you guys the finest in Pierce news. And I want to say that it means a lot to me that you guys turned in, especially you, Mom. And until next episode, I'm Daniel Uhlenberg.
I'm Andy Schachter.
And this has been the Pierce College Daily News Hour.